Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yeah, obvious, we got a problem here. And it's more than just Alvin streaming Punisher. When life begins to suck, who's reporting it? Luckily, got two friends who you won't forget. Coming live, Alvin and friend on survival. Laughing nonstop, case drops on a cycle. Louder than intrusive thoughts off an iPhone. How they make the world seem bright with the lights off? AFs, it might as well stay up. Lies being told like that dinosaur BS. Magnifying glass to the ground if they don't see us. Having the time, roasting your favorite pizza. Bougie ain't an option, it's the way. Take it to the grave, add moving to the place. You already know when they take the case. Laugh the pain away, it's affirmative.
Yes, 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 we're back. Another mini, so Fran, what's up?
Nothing much, man. What is going on? We got some good emails today, what?
We got a fresh batch, man.
Okay.
Good. We got a fresh batch. I'm excited. Keep them coming. AffirmativeMurder@gmail.com. Again, guys, this podcast literally does not exist if you don't send emails in. It literally, we can't do it. It's the entire basis of the podcast. So I'm super excited to have a new crop, new bushel of emails. And let's get into it, Fran, with a little different one. I like this. Please go this route more. We love this. Email is titled TFTH Advice Request.
Okay. That's what I like.
Yeah. I'm into it. So let's do it. Hi, guys. My name is Amy, and you can use it since there are 5 Amys in this tiny place. I don't know what they mean by that. Their town or our listenership? I don't know what they mean. Anyway, I think you guys need an advice segment because I love hearing you guys discuss random topics. Okay, story time, boys. I live in a very tiny town of less than 500 people. She means her town. Okay, wow. So there are 5 Amys in this little town of 500 people? Okay. I was working in a local restaurant, and this new woman came in and became our new GM. We did not get along, and I quit shortly after she got the job. Many others quit as well. She then bought the house right behind us, and the fence is just wood and wire. She can see my entire yard. My dog can also see everything since we live on a corner lot with no privacy fence. This woman called the cops to file a noise complaint 3 times within 12 days, and we were traveling out of state for 5 of those days. Damn. Petty. The first officer came by the day before we left, and I told him I couldn't do much about the barking while we were gone. The next officer came by the day we came home after driving all damn day. Again, I told him we were gone. The third officer came by 4 days later, and my husband finally yelled at him to leave us alone because this is bordering on harassment, and I would burst into tears, ugly crying, and my husband was fed up with the officers not communicating whatsoever within the organization and the fact that we can't train our dog in 4 days. Also, dogs bark, you know?
Hey, man.
I would never want a dog to stop barking.
I go through the same thing with my neighbor, so. I don't know.
You being the culprit or you being the person that they're asking to stop the barking?
The person they're asking to stop the barking. I mean, it's like, you want to go into it or you want to wait till this is over? Till you finish?
No, let's take, go ahead. So, take me through.
When we first got Biscuit, he was barking, but he was a puppy, but the lady was complaining about the bark. So it was like, okay, we got a muzzle. We got the muzzle on him.
Right.
Got the muzzle. But his bark is so high pitched. It's like he doesn't have like a regular. It's like he doesn't have like a. It's like a scream.
Like a yappy.
It's like a scream. But it is piercing. I can't lie about that. The lady is not. I understand that because it is piercing. So it'll get pierced through the walls. But we gave him the muzzle and we got him a bark collar. So, and we got him the bark collar after she complained a second time about, you know, she left us a note. She like left us a note under my like mat
one
outside.
Of those I was like passive aggressive.
Yeah,
notes.
I was like, okay. And it goes like, I tried to, deal with it or whatever, but the bark is piercing. It was like, okay, well, if the kids are running around, dogs get excited. I don't know what you want me to do. Dogs get excited too. Like they want to play. And then sometimes we'll leave and he'll bark for a little bit, but then he'll stop because we leave in the house. Like when people come, go, knock on the door, he gets excited. So like he'll bark for maybe like 5 minutes while we leave because we record him a couple times and he'll just stop. But say, look, you asked us to get a muzzle? Because I didn't want a muzzle. I didn't want to put a muzzle on my dog. I don't know what else you want me to do. Like, I'm not getting his cords.
It's a dog.
Whatever they do with their throat, with their cords, they cut the cords or something.
No, hell no.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Like, it's like, oh, I don't know what you want me to do. Like,
It's a dog.
They bark. But
I don't speak dog to be like, hey, but be cool. Hey, man, the lady next door is being annoying.
But the thing about it is, like, stuff like that, it annoys me because, like, she's a cat lady. I don't complain about all the cats you got around here. I let it go. Because it doesn't really bother me. It's not like they shitting over here, but it's like, it doesn't bother me. But it's like, I could be an asshole and go like, you need to stop feeding the cats because like, all these stray cats are coming around here.
Yeah, it's
and
cat
I don't
shit.
Like it.
Really
yeah.
Cat shit.
But I don't say nothing. But she would still want to complain. She was like, it's whatever.
Yeah, nothing. Neighbors from hell are a real thing and they are not fun.
No. I can't wait Aining to get first I can't hand. Wait to have no neighbors.
You just get a lot get out a lot. In the middle of nowhere.
What about we?
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
So we showed the last officer the bark collar we bought and showed him when it would be arriving. And I started making videos on my phone every morning and every night so I could prove that our doggy door is shut and that the dogs won't be barking outside of the quiet time.
They have a doggy door.
Uh-huh.
So they leave the dog just going in out on his own?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I get they have a dog door, but some people, when they leave a vacation, they take the dog to a dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess that is what she was saying. I guess they just left the dog at home with the automatic dog feeder and stuff like that. I guess that is what the situation was. Yeah, that's cool. That is really cool. Super independent dog.
Absolutely.
So now they're coming up with all these rules and parameters around trying to get this dog to, you know, be respectful to the neighbor is their arbitrary requirements for silence. But anyway, Amy says, I have been so stressed out. My dog is fine, and we haven't had any complaints in the last 4 years. We are finally in a good standing with the officers, so I'm hoping that they won't let her keep calling about my dog. How on earth do I deal with a petty, manipulative woman? I'm a student right now, so my broke ass can't afford a fence, but I'm tired of looking out and seeing her house and knowing she can see anything and everything we do outside. Ugh. She even had another little dog that she intentionally walked along the fence line. Then these kids came later to pick up the dog. That means it was meant to upset my dog.
Yeah.
Bitch. Maybe she was dog sitting, Amy. I know you don't like her.
She wasn't.
Maybe she.
I'm on Amy's side. She wasn't.
She was just being like, let me get a dog. A rival
Absolutely.
Dog.
Yeah.
I also had to move all my school stuff to the kitchen table so I could stay upstairs and monitor the dogs. My bedroom and home business are all downstairs in the basement, and I can't hear much happening outside when I'm down there. Sorry this is so long. It's not. I get upset every time I think about the stupid situation, and I'm so ready to move. Tiny towns make for a lot of drama. Almost makes me want to move back to California. If she would move, I would jump for joy. Anyways, thanks for reading. Time to let the dogs out. Friend, do you have any advice for Amy as somebody who's going through a similar situation? Actually,
I was
going
to say a fence, but like she said, she can't afford a fence. But I don't. If you already have a bark collar on, I guess just let her complain. It's not much you can do because like with a small town like that, I feel like law enforcement, this is how I picture it. Law enforcement is super relaxed. It's like, mm-hmm. they really don't even probably do much.
Probably just, they just come out to kind of like mediate.
Yeah. And then, you know, try to get everybody to calm down, go back to their sides, and then like leave. But like, there's no HOA involved, so you won't be hearing nothing from that. At least I don't think, she didn't say.
So it's just petty. It's just going to be a bunch of petty back and forth.
It's just going to be a whole bunch of pettiness back and forth. I mean, I don't know what else. I don't expect you to get rid of your dog. You can't get the fence. So it's just like, you can just let her complain and just be like, fuck it, this is my dog. The dog's going to bark. Or you can kind of, you guys can talk it out and then find a way to compromise. I don't know what else.
It's like, but what's the compromise of dog? Like, I can't make the dog do anything. Here's my advice. Knuckle up. I say you go and see what her squabbles are like. You guys set some parameters around a fade, a friendly fade. And if you are confident this is an older woman, if you are confident, I would say put pink slips on the line. Like, I will give you the pink slip to my dog, and you can take her to a shelter or whatever if you beat me in a fair one. If I win, shut the fuck up. You know, if you're really confident in your knuckle game, you seem young. You said you're a student. You're working from home. You're an entrepreneur, so you got that entrepreneurial spirit. This is an older woman, probably in the twilight of her career as far as squabbles are concerned. I would say, if you're confident, challenge her to a knuckle-up situation for the pink slip for your dog. If you win, she has to shut the fuck up and just deal with the situation. And if you lose, you got to give your dog up. Now, that's my advice, because in reality, what the real advice is, there's really nothing to be done. All you can do is buy a bark collar, like Fran said, and try to appease the situation and be neighborly. But, you know, everything has its limits. I can't make a dog stop barking.
Yeah. I mean, you can train. Yeah, you can train, but that takes time.
It takes time. That's the whole thing.
It takes time. But
it's
also,
not going to happen when you want it.
Yeah. Also, like, I think if you guys go on vacation, it might be best to like, find a dog sitter.
Yeah, maybe board your dog or something.
Because the dog could be also just, like, wanting to bark, but also, like, where the hell are you guys? Like, why nobody is...
Yeah, dog might constantly bark while you're gone.
Right.
Like, you don't know.
Right.
And that might be what she's talking about. Like, these moments, these hour-long periods of barking that you haven't experienced because you weren't there. Now, I don't know how... I forget the email, how long she's been your neighbor and how long this has been going on. It seems like it's been going on for some time. I saw something about 4 years, but I wasn't sure if that's how long you've been there or how long you guys have been neighbors. So if it's been 4 years, then you guys don't go on vacation that much, that she should know, like, what it sounds like when you're not here. Like, obviously, if your dog has free reign of the house, your neighbor would know what it's like, the dog's barking because you guys aren't here. If the dog, if you guys are home and the dog's just outside, bark, 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 bark for hours, then, I mean, you guys are, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that is the case. Maybe you guys do get on it pretty quickly, and she just is like, I don't want to hear any barks.
Yeah.
And in that case, she's awful. But if your dog is going on these spells of barking, it is kind of annoying. Like, nobody wants to hear a dog barking for 4 hours. And
yeah, you got to stop it. Yeah, because I don't like the barking either. But I go, like, you know, if it's a couple barks here and there when he's just like excited, it's like, all right, we just let him go. But it's like, if they just constantly just going, it's like, all right, now y'all got to figure some shit out.
Yeah.
But I will say, if something happens to your dog, then you know who.
Ooh, you know who did it.
You know who did it.
Poison. If you find rat poison along the perimeter of your fence line, if your dog starts getting sick or something like that, I would say be on the lookout for that. If there's any motivation for you to do a fundraiser or something to get the money to get a fence, it's that if you do plan on upping the disrespect in this situation, if you're tired of being like, okay, Miss Barbara, I will tell him to be quiet. If you're getting to the point where you'd be like, shut up, bitch. If you're getting to that point, you need to get a fence.
Yeah.
Because I'm concerned for your dog. And that's our advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some affirmative advice for you. Fran says, if you had to say in a sentence, what is your advice? I mean, there is no advice. There's nothing to do. Or what would you say? She has the collar.
Yeah, I mean,
the police have come out several times.
Well, she has a bark collar. I would go try to... But it depends if she's home or not. Like, I would say, because she has a doggy door. So it's like, I would say trying to manage the hours.
You got to do some research. Get a camera. Right. Get a camera. Figure out the hours that the dog's barking.
Exactly. I was going to figure out, like, you know, manage the hours you take he or she out. You know, it could be midday or something like that. Or, like, if it's morning, if I'm the neighbor, I'm not trying to hear. Like, I don't want to hear. In my off day, like.
No.
I'm not trying to hear no barking. If it's night, I got to go to work.
6:15 in the morning.
I don't want 11. Yeah, I'm not trying to hear no barking. So it's like, try to figure out the hours. that you want him to go, he or she to want to go out, figure that out, and the doggy door. Here we go. Get rid of the doggy door. Get rid of the
Start controlling when you let your dog out.
Yes. Get rid of the doggy door. Dogs, in their prime of being a dog, healthy dog, they can hold their bladder. So it's like,
yes,
I will get rid of the doggy door. Because sometimes he may just be bored. Just like, I'm just going to go outside, see what somebody doing, and just start barking. Especially if they hear people outside or something. I don't know how your neighborhood's set up, but if they hear something outside, now he has the freedom to just go out and see what's going on and just
be nosy. You might have a nosy dog on your hands.
You might have a nosy dog on your hands.
That's fantastic advice, friend. As bad as that sounds, I know it probably interferes with you guys' vacations and stuff like that. But if you get rid of the doggy door, you can go, I won't let my dog out until 10 a.m.
There you go.
Or you let your dog out at 8 a.m. or whatever time, but you have to let him out. So you're standing there. So you see that if the barking happens, you go, get in, in here.
Yeah. So my advice would be, get rid of the doggy door, one, or two, and two would be, I would invest in a muzzle. I would get a muzzle.
Mm. And then that way, you don't have to get rid of the doggy door if you get the muzzle.
There you go. Yeah.
So then when you let him out with a muzzle on, then the barks are muffled a little bit. But go. I would say, I agree with the doggy door situation, because if I let my dog out at 10 o'clock and my dog is barking, don't say shit to me. It's mid, like, my dog's barking for 10 minutes.
If you're still in a bit of sleep, you're lame, get your ass up. Like, that's not my issue.
If my dog's barking at 10, if my dog's barking between the hours of 10 and 5 o'clock, not all day, not 10, but like any,
I like that window,
periodically in those windows, you don't say shit to me. It's like if I live in an apartment. If I have kids, then it's not going to be quiet in here. You know what I mean? Like, it's some stuff you got to let go. Now, if my kid is stomping around at midnight, that I'm in the wrong.
Yeah, right.
If my kid's stomping around at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm in the wrong. But if my kid's stomping around a little bit at 3, 4, 5 minutes, you got to let that go, bro. It's life.
Yeah. I don't know what else to tell you. Move.
I mean,
don't live in an apartment. I mean, I don't know. You live in an apartment with other people. I don't know.
Yeah.
The stomping shit is like, I get it at the times of the night or whatever, but it's like, I don't know what else to tell you.
I'm walking.
It's other people. What you want me to do?
What you want me to
do?
Not walk?
Let me get a hoverboard around here? Like, I'm not getting a hoverboard in my apartment. It's not happening. I'm walking.
Let me get some Heelys. I'm supposed to Heely around my apartment because you're mad because you can hear my feet. Come on, we're not doing that. So, Amy, I would say our advice, Fran's advice, great advice coming through in the final hour before we finish up the email. Maybe get rid of the doggy door. Think about it and really weigh the pros and cons. And if the only con is you have beef with your neighbor, and everything else is like, but we get to go on vacations whenever we want to, the dogs love the freedom, then fuck this old lady.
Yeah.
But again, if you write that pros and cons list down and the pros outweighs the cons and you keep the doggy door, you need to get a fence.
Yeah.
Because beef is coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, you come back and then you hear no barking, something is wrong.
Ominous.
You come back and the neighbor goes, thank you for stopping the dog bark. I really appreciate that. You go, what?
You finally shut that dog up. I appreciate it.
It's worse smell coming from over the gate. I don't know what's going on.
That's sickness. Amy, thank you for that. Again, affirmativemurder@gmail.com. Anybody else has any advice they want? We're not qualified to do it, but we'll give you the best advice we can have. Our advice so far has seemed to be run the fade or alter the construction of your house to appease your neighbor. Those are the best advice we could come up. That was the best advice we could come up with. And I'll stand by it, especially mine. Sometimes you just got to knuckle up and see where your hands are at. And then those people whoever wins makes the rules.
Affirmative Murder is brought to you by My Life in a Book. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I just know you guys are thinking about a truly special gift for your mom. But let me tell you about a pretty priceless gift. MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book that you could pass down from generation to generation, which I think is a pretty awesome memento to leave behind. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. Your mother or the mother can either type her response or record her voice. MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It would be like preserving her voice and her stories for all of eternity. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories, and this is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm in the middle of MyLifeInABook.com journey, and I'm really excited to see how it turns out. I've been asking some pretty thought-provoking and funny questions, and, you know, I'm excited to see the response, but I'm also just excited to have the physical book
in my hands and know that I can look back on it in 20, 30 years. The interface is super user-friendly. The questions are super easy to set up. It's a breeze of a process. So what I need you to do is check out mylifeinabook.com. That's mylifeinabook.com. And use code AMP, that's A, M as in Mother's Day, P, at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for the mom in your life this Mother's Day. One more time, that's mylifeinabook.com. Use code AMP for 10% off today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Moving on, friend. Our next email is coming from a new listener. It says, TFTH, coming from Morbid.
Okay.
Shout out to this listener. Shout out to Morbid. So let's get into it. Hey, Alvin and friend. My name is Rosa. And yes, you can use it. You're welcome. I'm coming over. Whatever. You're welcome. Thank you.
Coming over here. Meeting rules.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm coming over from Morbid. I heard the collab you guys did with them, and I thought I could use some fresh voices, and I gotta say, you guys are awesome. I love the back and forth between you two, and it's always genuine and 100%. Thank you very much. With that being said, I have a scary story that ends up being funny, I guess. All right, me and my husband were living in Fontana, California at the time with our two daughters that were then 8 and 10, and our newborn baby girl who is now 5. So yes, a beautiful family of 5 full of girl hormones. My husband loves it. That was said sarcastically if you didn't catch that. I did. I caught it. Thank you though, Rosa. But on a serious note, he loves being a girl dad, a hashtag girl dad. All right, let's get back to 2018. It was about 9 at night. Me and my husband were in the room with our newborn. I was feeding her and he was washing up, getting ready for bed. The other two girls were in their room asleep. I started to hear some rustling coming from the kitchen. Kind of sounded like someone was going through our kitchen cabinets, moving around glass stuff. This sounds like a scene from Paranormal Activity. I told my husband, I'm not too sure, but it sounds like someone is in the house. Which is like, as a man, you can speak to this as well, Fran. Probably better than I can. The idea that I'm scared too, but you gotta,
you can't,
you gotta. You can't. You got to be. I got. Stay right here. Don't move.
Yeah.
Heart thumping out of your chest.
Absolutely.
My girl told me she saw a mouse in the kitchen. This was like 3 weeks ago. The mouse was in the kitchen sink. Somehow it got in the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the bed chilling. I hear her making all kind of, oh my God. I was like, I thought she almost fell or something. She comes in the room. She's like, come in the kitchen now. I was like, what's up? The mouse is in the sink. And I couldn't compute because I'm like, what do you mean? You sure? Like, I'm like, how is it in the sink? But a mouse had got stuck in our sink and couldn't. So I go to the threshold of the kitchen doorway and I'm kind of like trying to get on my tippy toes to see the kitchen sink from 10 feet away, like get tall enough to be able to peer down into the sink.
Yeah.
And I see it jump out, but it can't jump high enough to get out of the sink.
Yeah.
So now I got to be like,
okay,
I'm cool. Right on. Get me a bag. She gives me a paper bag. I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? I can't grab it. You got to give me a plastic bag so I can put it around my hand and I can grab it like it's poop. Anyway, long story short, I ended up getting it out of the sink. But I was, not that I'm terrified of mice, but I don't want to be dealing with mice. But I had to be like, right on, right on. I got you.
Yeah.
So you speak to that. You know, I mean, I don't know if you guys have had any incidents where something fell in the middle of the night.
Oh,
you
yeah. Thing. Yeah, so there's been times where, like, you know, something's... Because we got, like, these metal chairs in the closet in the basement. So one time, those fell. And, like, it startled everybody, right? This is, like 11 at night. So when it was like, what's that? We all, like, eyes wide open. So everybody looking at me. So it's like, dad, do something. I go like, all right, let me go ahead and check. I wasn't super scared because I'm like, the alarm is on. The alarm sets at 10:30 in this house. So it's like, the alarm didn't go off.
It's something in the house already.
Yeah, I didn't hear no glass breaks. I'm like, all right. So I go down there. But then I'm, but still, like, you still, there's still a little bit of nerves. I'm like, I don't have, there's no, me being the guy in the house, my son is four. I got my daughter and my wife in here. It's like, you're the one who has to go and look and see what's going on. So what I do is, you know, I grab the double knives. I'm out. I double, if anything goes, I double knife up. That's the only thing I got. I double knife up. I go downstairs.
Akimbo knives. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kicking stuff. I open the door. You know, like you open it, but you like
step back.
You do it quick. Uh-huh. And you got to step back just in case somebody try to do something. So, but like, obviously, if I know it was chairs, it was nothing. But like, in those situations, like your heart is pounding, and you have to go and look. There's no, nah, we good. Just sit here. Like, nah.
Just Dad, go back see what to it sleep.
Is. Yeah, go see what it is. And like, but that's terrifying though. But like, there is no. Even if it was something serious, somebody came in here, there is no you going, you can't think about the outcome. The only thing you can think about is like, whatever's going on, I have to find a way to survive and make sure my family's
safe. You're on the front line.
So you're on the front line. So whatever happens, man. You can't, there's no, I'm scared. You can't be, nah. You can't be the head of the family and be terrified.
Yeah.
Because they looking at you to figure out, to try to solve shit.
Things are different after that day. If you ever go like, y'all go look.
Yeah, man.
It's like, this dude is a herb.
Lame ass. It's lame.
This guy wants the big piece of chicken and piece of steak? Yeah. Man, please. I'm eating this. Give me this steak.
Yeah,
get
man.
The so leftovers.
Like, that's, it's scary to be in a situation like that where it's like, if I'm the one that go out, I'm just the one that, I'm the one that go
that's
out.
That's crazy.
I have to go and it's like, It is scary
that's
to think
deal.
About.
That's
like,
the deal. That's the job.
It's the deal, man. That's the deal.
So she says that to her husband, like, I think there might be a prowler in the house. And she said, he proceeded cautiously to open the bedroom door, and he heard that.
Tell him double knife up when you go. Tell him next time double knife
advice.
Up.
That's her advice. If you ever hear something in your house, double knife up.
Double knife up.
Yeah. So he opens the bedroom door, and apparently he heard the same noise, but louder. Mind you, we are in our bedroom, and at this time, he did not have any kind of weapon. So he said, call 911. Holding my newborn, I called 911 and told them we think someone broke into the house, and they are in the kitchen. During this time, my husband is peeking out the door to see if he sees anyone, asking, who's there?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Classic. Hey, is there somebody in the house? What are you expecting to be the answer to that? And we all do it. But
yeah,
you know,
we all do. I do it when I'm in the shower. When it's like, I'm not getting out of the shower unless I really have to. So let me know you're here.
Yeah, just let me know so I can
then we
prepare.
Can get it on. Yeah, we can go at
so
it.
So we can engage in fair combat. Let me please announce yourself. Who's there? Oh, the burglar.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Grab the stock. Hey, grab that towel off the banister right there. Then
Run me let me get some shoes with some traction on real quick. Let me get my water shoes and then we can get down.
We can get out. If I lose, you got everything in
out. Yeah, exactly. You don't got to tie me up or nothing like that. If I lose, I'll go sit in the room, close the door, and you have your free reign. But who's there is a crazy question to ask into the abyss. We called the cops, and they said that they were on the way, so get out now. Our other girls are in the bedroom next to us, so he was making sure whoever was in the house did not make it to them. They would have to go past our room to get to their room. 911 dispatch stated police were on the way. Not even 10 minutes later, police swarmed in the house through the front and back with guns drawn and with police dogs as well. Damn. Who the hell are y'all? The Clintons? As soon as they came in the front door, my husband comes out of the room, and out of the kitchen comes our 90-pound husky. Oh, did I forget to mention that we have a husky as well? Yes, you did.
Yes.
Come to find out, we had a steak dinner that night with some red wine, and Titan, our husky, smelled the bones in the trash and proceeded to tip over the trash can.
Goddamn.
Why wouldn't you think that your gigantic dog was the culprit of something going on in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or like if that your dog wasn't barking or something. You know, I'm not going to judge you, Rosa. So Titan smelled some bones in the trash can and proceeded to tip over the trash can with the steak bones and with the wine bottle. And that was the noise that we heard in the kitchen. When I tell you how embarrassing this was, but so hilarious at the same time, we all had a good laugh, including the police officers. We did apologize and also thank them for the quick response and probably for not shooting your dog. They didn't write that, but like if a 90-pound dog comes out of the, I kick the door in and the dog comes charging at me. We've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
It's like this is funny and everything, but it could have gone bad.
That's insane.
Because they came in hot.
Did you forget? You forget you had a dog?
You had a 90-pound dog.
So, you thought somebody was in the kitchen and dog was just
and dog was chilling?
Just chilling.
Why didn't you yell, instead of yelling who's there, why didn't you yell, Titan?
Yeah.
So they apologized and everything like that. They responded, it's okay. You'd be surprised how many calls like this we get. So yeah, that was my story. Oh, and our girl slept through the whole situation. Hopefully this was good enough. And if you read this, it will be so awesome. Keep doing what you do. And love hearing the banter and the stories you guys cover. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Rosa. Welcome to Affirmative Murder, and welcome to being on your first mini-sode. Hopefully, if you have more stories, we'd love to hear them. All right, so that was a couple of dope emails, man. Listen, again, affirmativemurder@gmail.com. We are super happy for the new listeners that have come along, getting into playing the game, having some fun, telling us some crazy stories. We're looking forward to more of that. Going into the spring and the summer, because when it gets warm, that's when the crazies come out. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of crazy hoarder stories. If you didn't know you had a hoarder, you're probably right around the time that you're going to find out when spring breaks and it gets warm and you start to smell that something kind of odor. I don't know what's that smell. Bags
like
of shit all over your neighbor's bags of shit all over your neighbor's yard, bags of trash all over your neighbor's yard. You never know you have a hoarder in the wintertime. It's not until that Snow White like montage of the flowers blooming and you are so happy that spring is broken and you're whiffing and a bird comes lands on your wrist and is tweeting at you, and then all of a sudden you just smell like jars of piss and trash bags and all that stuff. So if that is you, send them in. Get your stories in. TFTH, affirmativemurder@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. But until next time, friend, you know, tell them our catchphrase.
What is it?
Do we have one? No, I thought you might come up with one on the spot.
No, I'm sorry.
Keep it many, many more to come in the mini-sodes. Many, many returns. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.